சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 108. அவ்யக்தநாம்னி பரமேஷ சக்திஹ அநாத்ய வித்யா த்ரிகுணாத்மிகா பரா கார்யானுமேயா சுதியைவ மாயம் யயா ஜகத் சர்வமிதம் ப்ரசூயதே. சங்கராச்சாரிய ஹேவிங் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த ஸ்தூல ஷரீர வர்ணனம் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் த கிராஸ் பாடி and description of sukshma shariram, subtle body. Now Shankaracharya describing the karana shariram, causal body. Causal body of whom? Causal body of not Shankaracharya. Causal body of every being. That means Shankaracharya is talking, describing about my causal body also. So the description of causal body is description of my causal body. So therefore I am reading my description here. Everybody loves themselves, likes themselves to know about themselves. So therefore, here karana means cause, shariram means body. Once you combine both, cause body you cannot say, causal body you have to say. The same causal body, karana shariram, at the individual level. சமஷ்டி காரண சரீரம், தட் இஸ் காரண பிரபஞ்சா, இஃப் யூ டேக் இட் இஸ் கால்டு மாயா. காரணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தட் விச் இஸ் காஸ், விச் இஸ் இன் த பொட்டென்ஷியல் ஃபார்ம். இஃப் இட் இஸ் இன் இண்டிவிஜுவல் பாடி, த சேம் காரண சரீரம் இஸ் கால்டு அவித்யா. So individual level and total level, I have to see both microcosm level, macrocosm level. Micro means vyashti, macro means samashti. So the vyashti karana shariram is called avidya, samashti karana shariram is called maya. Just as you call the water in full force it is there, you call it as ocean. Same water, if it is in your bucket of water, no, it is has a different form and shape, but water is same. You have given different name. This is the micro level, that is macro level. Similarly, causal body, avidya, is from the vyashti rupena. And this maya is from samashti rupena. So this we have to understand. What is the description of that maya? When we say maya, total maya, total level. Yaya, through which this maya is that, from which maya, through which idam sarvam prasuyate, the whole jagat, fourth line, idam, this jagat sarvam, sarvam jagat, whole universe, prasuyate, is born. What is that? Sa maya, from which the whole world is born, that is maya. That means what? From maya, the whole universe is born. What is this nature? Avyakta namni. It is called as avyaktam, unmanifest. Karanam is always in unmanifest form. That which is not visible, that which has not yet manifest. Manifest means to come out, to emerge, to appear for perception. Unmanifest means that which is not visible, that which is has not yet emerged, that which is not perceptible. For that, what example? Seed. The tree is in unmanifest form. The tree is in unmanifest form in the seed. So, tree is avyaktam in the seed. So, this maya is that, it's like a seed form. It is avyaktam. Its name is called avyaktam is equal to maya. Maya is equal to avyaktam. Both are synonyms. Whenever I use avyaktam, means immediately you have to remember maya. Because they are synonyms. There is no difference in their nature. One and the same. Then, that is Paramesha Shaktihi. This maya, which is unmanifest, avyaktam, this is the power of the Lord. Paramesha means Lord, Ishvara. Shaktihi means power. Power of the Lord, which is limitless. Paramesha Shakti is limitless power. Then this maya is anadi, beginningless. It is beginningless. And avidya. Avidya means what we saw in the last class? Which cannot exist independently. That is avidya. Maya cannot independently exist separate from Brahman. Therefore, it is called avidya. Another definition of avidya is, I will explain you later, I don't want to confuse you here. Okay, Trigunatmika. It is of the nature of three gunas. Maya is that, it is of the nature of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Wherever there are sattva, rajas, tamo gunas, you can infer maya. Even sattva, rajas, tamo guna also you cannot infer. How can you infer sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna? It is not a purul. It is not an object to visualize with the eyes. That is why in the next line, karyanumeya sudhiyaiva mayana. Before that, one word is there, para. Para means superior. This maya is superior to trigunas. The three gunas are under the control of maya. Maya is called superior because these three gunas are under the control of maya. They are subservient to maya. That's why Ishvara is maya swarupi. மாயான்து பிரகிருதி வித்தி என்று சொல்லுவார். மாயா இஸ் மை பவர் ஓன்லி, தே ஆர் ஆல் சப்சர்வியன்ட் டு ஈஸ்வரா. பட் ஃபார் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ், ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் சப்சர்வியன்ட் டு மாயா, ஜீவனு. ஸோ தட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் சர்வஜ்ஞா அல்பஜ்ஞா, ஆம்னிஷியன்ட் அண்ட் அல்பீஷியன்ட். தி அல்பீஷியன்ட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இஸ் சப்சர்வியன்ட் டு, டாமினேட்டட் பை, ஓவர் பவர்டு பை, கண்ட்ரோல்டு பை, இனாமர்டு பை சத்தோகுணா ரஜோகுணா தமோகுணா. பட் வேர் அஸ் ஈஸ்வரா கீப்ஸ் த ஹோல் மாயா அண்டர் ஹிஸ் கண்ட்ரோல், தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் த்ரீ குணாஸ். ஸோ மாயா இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன். நவ் அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் கரோலரி வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். மாயா, வென் திஸ் த்ரீ குணாஸ் சத்வரஜஸ்தம தமோகுண, த்ரீ குணாஸ் ஆர் இன் ஈக்விலிப்ரியம், ஈக்குவல் ரேஷியோ, வென் தே ஆர் இன் சாமிய அவஸ்தா, தட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரளயாவஸ்தா. வென் ஆல் திஸ் குணாஸ் ஆர் ஈக்குவலி இன் சாமிய அவஸ்தா, த ஹோல் ஜகத் ஈஸ் இன் பிரளயாவஸ்தா, தட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரளயாவஸ்தா. வென் தே ஹாவ் விஷம அவஸ்தா, இன்பேலன்ஸ், வென் த ஈக்விலிப்ரியம் கோஸ் from them, one is dominating, one is subservient, sometimes one is dominating, another is subservient, if that is there, srishti in artham. Unequilibrium in the three gunas is srishti, equilibrium in the three gunas is pralaya. If you feel this is difficult to understand, you take your example of sleep. In sleep, laya, that is called laya. Is there any guna samyam vishyama avastha? Sattva guna is dominant, I am sleeping. Tamo guna is dominant, tamo guna mulama sleeping. But still, sattva rajas tamo gunas are all in equilibrium. That is why laya avastha. That is laya avastha. No guna is dominating there. No guna is dominating, facing ange enna kovam ipo edavad irukko. Polacha ange illamale irukkaradhu. Ange kuda irundhaanna avladha. So, that time Samyavastha, that's why it is called Laya. Or Laya Avasthala, one person sleeping time itself, it is like that. What to talk of the whole macrocosm world? That is Samyavastha. That's why people are all waiting. Pralayam is going to come, Pralayam is going to come. Waiting. They are waiting. What do you mean by Pralayam? Tell me. When all people are sleeping, that is Pralaya. Yes or no? Jagat is there, Srishti is there for anybody? It's not there. Okay, let them wait for Pranaya. Ippala varaporadilla. Ippo varaporadilla. That's why people are all, appa namm irukkura pol varadilla ippo Pranaya. They are very happy. It takes millions, millions of years. So, anadi avidya trigunatmika. Then how to know this maya, which is not visible? If it is in unmanifest form, how to know this is maya? இப்படின்னு எப்படி தெரியும் என்ன? காரியானுமேய, காரிய அனுமேய, பை சீயிங் இட்ஸ் எஃபெக்ட். வாட் இஸ் தி இஃபெக்ட் ஆஃப் த மாயா? இட் இஸ் எ காரணம். த இஃபெக்ட் மஸ்ட் கம் ஃப்ரம் த காஸ், த மாயா. ஸோ வாட் எவர் இஃபெக்ட் கம்ஸ், பை சீயிங் த இஃபெக்ட் ஆஃப் தட் மாயா, யூ இன்ஃபர் தெர் இஸ் மாயா. இட் இஸ் வெரி சட்டில் பாயிண்ட். I will repeat again. What is Maya? I will give example, then you can understand easily. Parvataha agniman vanniman dhumavatvat pakashalavat. Parvataha means mountain. Vanniman, there is a fire on the mountain. On the mountain is highest top peak mountain. I cannot see the fire, but I am able to say parvataha vanniman. How do you say na? Dhumavatvat, because I am seeing the smoke from there, therefore I infer there must be a fire. Yena, without fire how the smoke can come? Since I am seeing the smoke, there must be fire. How do you know fire? If it is there, smoke will come. My kitchen, when my mother is cooking, I saw not gas stove. Okay, those days. Illena cigarette, no, you have to take nowadays, present example. Those days when they were cooking in that kitchen room, no, the fogger will come. Because this experience this person has got. When my mother is cooking, I saw there is a smoke. I saw there is a fire also. Therefore, I got the knowledge wherever there is a fire, there is smoke. With that knowledge, I am inferring. Similarly, now this example is clear. Similarly, Karya Anumeya, seeing this whole world, which has got three gunas, this is the effect of the Maya. These three gunas belong to Maya. Therefore, this must be the creation of Maya. Infer pannanum. Ayam prapanchaha sakartrikaha. This is made up of Maya. Enna kaaname swamini theriyalaya Maya enna. Paaru three gunas theriyirade. Sattva, rajas, tamo guna, you can see in everyone. Ama sattva guna, rajoguna theriyirade, Maya theriyalaye. Andha sattva guna, rajoguna andha Maya udaya the characteristics. So therefore, by inferring this sattva, rajas, tamo gunas of in every human being or in every being also, you can infer this is the Maya karyam. Because Maya is avyaktam. So now it is in vyakta avastha. So you cannot see Maya. Yeah? Mahaya is avyaktam. You can see its effect, karyam only. Karya anumeya. Infer the karya. Who says? Not myself. Sudhiya. By wise people. By a person with a clear mind. Sudhiya means dhi means buddhi. Su means samyak. The clear minded person. Sudhiya. What they said? Maya. The karya anumeya. Maya eva. So Maya can be inferred. Sudhiya, said by the wise people. Eva, karya anumeva eva. Karya anumeya means to be inferred, the effects from her effects. You can infer the Maya by her effect, by her karyam, by her products. If you see a person, he must have mother. You infer the mother. You see or not, what do you infer? Mother, father, you infer definitely. Why? No, you are not seeing mother, father. How can you infer his father and mother? No, Swamini, without mother, father, how he can come? Since I am seeing this person, means he must have father and mother. How you are able to infer? How intelligently you are inferring? Same thing Shastra says. So the whole world is karyam of Maya. Clear? So Maya is clear. So from that Maya the whole Jagat has come. Now what we are seeing? Maya. What we are seeing? Maya. Effect of Maya we are seeing. That is what in this shloka Shankaracharya conveys. Next shloka.
Sannapya sannapya bhayatmika no.
Sannapya sannapya bhayatmika no.
Bhinnapya bhinnapya bhayatmika no. Sangapya nangapya bhayatmikano.
Sangapya nangapya bhayatmikano.
Mahadbhuta nirvachaniya rupam.
Mahadbhuta nirvachaniya rupam.
Another important shloka. Maya description. Nirupanam. having given the synonyms, some names to Maya as Anadi, Avidya, Paramesha Shaktihi, Para, Trigunatmika, Iti. After that, some more elaboration, description, just as Sutra Bhuta Shloka is the 108th Shloka. This is Vritti Bhuta Shloka. Do you remember Sutra and Vritti? Sutra is that which gives in a very, very condensed form. That is Sutra. Vritti means elaboration on that Sutra. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is Sutra, Sutra Bhuta Shloka. And that whole elaboration has been done. That is called Sutra Bhuta Shloka. Now this is the, it's like a vritti. What is this Maya? Three categorizations he is doing. First line is one type of category. Second line is one type of categorization. Third line is one type of categorization. We look into the meaning first, then I will explain you. The status of Maya, ontological status. Ontological status means what is the status of Maya? What is the reality of Maya? Adhanudaya swarupam enna? The ontological status of reality. Maya is logically inexplicable. First point, Maya is logically inexplicable, logically uncategorizable. See the first line. Sannapya sannapyubhayatmikanu. You have to split na sat api na sanna sannapi na sannapi na na. Don't take in English sun. Sat plus na api sannapi. Sat na api. Asat na api sannapya, then asat na api sannapya sanna api ubhayatmika no ubhayatmika na u ubhayatmika no. Maya madre irikkena slogan kuda onnu puriyamale. Sat na api means this Maya cannot be, na api, cannot be said as existent. Sat means existent. This Maya cannot be said as an existent principle. Then, asat na api, I am giving word to word meaning, then I will explain you. Asat na api. This Maya cannot be said as non-existent. Why? என்னது அப்புறம் சொல்ல போறேன். This Maya cannot be said as non-existent. இருக்குன்னு சொல்ல முடியாது, மாயா இல்லைன்னு சொல்ல முடியாது. ஏ என்ன இருக்கு இல்லைன்னு சொல்லலாமோ? உபயாத்மிகானோ? உபயாத்மிகா இருக்கு இல்லை அனி ரெண்டுமே சொல்லலாமா? என்ன ந உபயாத்மிகா, உபயாத்மிகா ந உ என்ன அர்த்தம்? இட் கெனாட் பி இன்டீட் ந உ என்ன ஊ என்ன எம்ஃபசிஸ் நோ அனு இருக்கு. அந்த ந உ கெனாட் இன்டீட் இட் இஸ் செட் ஆஸ் கம்பைன்ட் இன் நேச்சர். உபயம் உபயாத்மிகம் என்ன கம்பைன்ட் இன் நேச்சர். கம்பைன்ட் ஆஃப் வாட்? சத்து அண்ட் அசத்து. You cannot combining and say Maya is sat and asat. You cannot say like that. So that is the first line meaning. Sat api na, asat api na, ఉభయాత్మిక అపి న. ఫస్ట్ కేటగరైజేషన్. ద సెకండ్ కేటగరైజేషన్ భిన్న అపి న. భిన్న అపి న మీన్స్ ఆ నో అనేది యూ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై హియర్ న ఉ. భిన్న అపి న ఉ మీన్స్ మాయా ఈజ్ నాట్ సపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. భిన్నం అన్న సపరేట్ డిఫరెంట్. మాయా ఎగ్జిస్ట్ డిఫరెంట్లీ. భిన్నమా ఇరికే డిఫరెంటా ఇరికేన్. డిఫరెంట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ దట్ ఇట్ కన్వేస్ దెర్ మస్ట్ బి సంథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి డిఫరెంట్. అప్పుడు దాన్ని అర్థమయ్యడం. సో వెన్ ఐ సే దిస్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్ యు ఆస్క్. వెన్ ఐ సే దిస్ డిస్క్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ అండ్ ఐ సే యూ ఇన్ఫర్ దెర్ మస్ట్ బి అనదర్ థింగ్, ఇమీడియట్లీ వాట్ క్వశ్చన్ విల్ అరైజ్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్? డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? దిస్ ది డెస్క్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బెంచ్ ఐ కెన్ సే. సో భిన్నమపి న. ఇఫ్ ఐ సే డిఫరెంట్ సో ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ సంథింగ్? బ్రహ్మన్. సో యూ కెనాట్ సే మాయా ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. నైస్. దెన్ మాయా కెన్ బి నాన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అభిన్నమపి న. Maya is not non-separate from Brahman. It is not different from Brahman. It is not identical with Abhinnamanana. Identical. Maya eva Brahmanan cholla mudiyadu. Abhinnamapi na. It is not identical also. But separate illa, identical illa, enna da anna. భిన్న అభిన్న రెండు చొల్లలామో? నో, అది కూడా చొల్ల ముడియాదు. ఉభయాత్మిక న ఉ. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇన్ డీడ్ ఆఫ్ కంబైన్డ్ ఇన్ నేచర్. కంబైన్డ్ సపరేట్ అండ్ నాన్ డిఫరెంట్. మాయా ఈజ్ సపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో నాన్ డిఫరెంట్, ఐడెంటికల్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐడెంటికల్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సే how both opposite things can exist together. Separation and identity are opposites. You cannot say. So ubhayatmika na u. It is neither bhinnam nor abhinnam. Both you cannot say. Bhinna abhinnam also you cannot say. Ennada solla mudiyum anna? Appuram solren. It is second categorization. Now third categorization. Sangha api na, that no is in the last. Sangha api na u. Sangha means angena saha. Atma is not a one possessed of parts. P-A-R-T-S. Anga means parts, organs, parts of the body madri. Is it sangham? Is it having any parts? నమకు కయ్యి కాలు ఇక్కడ మాదిరి ఆత్మాకు కూడా ఏదైనా ఇక. సాంగ న అపి. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో పార్ట్స్. ఈజ్ ఇట్ పార్ట్లెస్? నో. అనంగా అపి న. ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎనీ పార్ట్స్, దేర్ ఫర్ యూ కెనాట్ సే ఇట్ ఈజ్ పార్ట్లెస్. అనంగ అపి న. You cannot say it is partless also. Ananga. Maya is not without of parts. Maya is not one without of parts. Then can we say both? Parts irukke, parts illiyanu sollalama? No. Ubhayatmika na o. You cannot say anga ananga. Sanga ananga you cannot say. Is there any possibility to talk about this maya? Tell me. Idu illa nu solrala, adu illa nu solrala, adu idu illa nu solrala, enna da solrana vanna? That is why maha adbhuta. Therefore this maya is called maha adbhutam. wonder, great wonder. Maha means great, adbhutam means wonder. Sushila ipudu pottu vachayir, great wonder. Mahadbhuta anirvachaniya rupa. Rupa means nature. Maya is the nature. What nature? Anirvachaniya nature. Its nature is inexplicable. You cannot talk about that Maya. Inexplicable. Undescribable. Such is the Maya. Anirvachaniya rupa means cannot be categorically explained. Maya Mahadbhuta, she is a great wonder. Now we look into the why it is not Sat, why it is not Asat, why it is not Bhinnam, why it is not Abhinnam, why it is not Sangam, why it is not Anangam. Nella paakanum ipo analyze. We look into that now. First categorization I will explain now. Maya cannot be explainable, we say. Cannot be explicable, cannot be describable, but experienceable. Maya, you can experience, but you cannot describe. That is anirvachaniya. Point number one here, why Maya is not Sat? Why Maya is not coming under the categorization of existent principle? That is, Maya is not Sat because if you say Maya is Sat, if you say Maya is Sat, existent principle, it is identical to Brahman. If you say Maya is Sat, it is identical with Brahman. Why? Brahman is nothing but Sat. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Brahman. If I say accept Maya as Sat, existent principle, then Brahman, Maya will become Brahman, existent principle. Ahatame Swamini, enna nashta idila. Sat is that which exists in all the three timings, past, present and future. But Maya is not like that. Maya is not Trikale apitishthati iti Sat, definition. But Maya is not all the time. Maya will disappear. So therefore you cannot say Maya is Sat. Brahman Trikale Tishthati. So Brahman deserves to be said as Sat. Maya is not deserved to be said as Sat. You must fulfill some qualifications, no? Then how can I say otherwise? Sat, you fulfill the qualifications. Mood kalala irikkaya, irinda unakku Brahman status kudupena. Illa amma naan mood kalathil irikka mudiyadhu, appappa vandhi poiduvena. Fluctuate aayite irupena. So therefore you cannot become Brahman. Therefore you are not Sat. Shut your mouth. So next one, you Maya is Asat, non-existent. Illa ni solalamo one. If you say Maya is Asat, a non-existent entity, what is the problem? A non-existent entity, that is Maya, can never create the universe. இல்லாத பொருள் வந்து எப்படி கிரியேட் பண்ண முடியும்? அசத்தன இல்லாமல் இருக்கிறது, நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். இஃப் ஐ அக்செப்ட் மாயா இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், இல்லவே இல்லை. அப்போ இல்லாத மாயை வந்து இந்த உலகத்தினை எப்படி உண்டு பண்ணும்? ஹவு கேன் இட் கிரியேட்? வந்தியா புத்திரஹான், இந்த விடோடு சன், ஹவு ஷீ கேன் கெட் ஏ சன், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? So it is impossible. Similarly, you cannot say a non-existent thing can create anything. Therefore, A non-existent thing cannot create the existent world. Because I am experiencing the world which is in front of me. A non-existent one when they create panna madima. Can you do chapati without chapati maavu? Can you do chapati without that flour? Wheat flour without that you cannot do. You must have that flour, then only you can prepare. So an existent chapati maavu, the powder alone will manifest as chapati. No, no, Swamini, it is not there, I have made chapati. A non-existent wheat flour, how can it bring the existent chapati? Impossible. So asat is also ruled out. Then ubhayatmika, you cannot call maya as sat and asat. Whatever, that is sat, asat also. Sad also, asat also. Sad asat. அப்படி சொல்லலாமா? நோ. வை? பிகாஸ் அன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் அண்ட் த நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் போத் ஆர் ஆப்போசிட். இருக்க இல்லை அன்னை ரெண்டு என்னது ஆப்போசிட், கான்ட்ரடிக்டர். தே கே நாட் ஸ்டே டுகெதர் லைக் டார்க்னஸ் அண்ட் லைட். தே கே நாட் ஸ்டே டுகெதர். டெஸ்க் இருக்க இல்லையா, இப்போ ரெண்டு சொல்லலாமோ முடியுமா? டெஸ்க் இருக்கு அண்ட் இல்லை, ரெண்டு சொல்ல முடியுமா? இருக்க நெகேட்ஸ் த இல்லைன்னு, இல்லை அல்லது நெகேட்டிங் த இருக்குன்னு. ஸோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் நெகேட் த நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் நெகேட் த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். தேர் ஃபார் யூ கே நாட் டாக் அபவுட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மாயா. தட் இஸ் த தேர்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். போத் ஆர் ஆப்போசிட், ஸோ தேர் கே நாட் மியூச்சுவலி எக்ஸிஸ்ட். Sat and Asat, since they are opposite, they cannot mutually, at a time, simultaneously, cannot exist together. Like, he is very thin and fat. இது சொன்னால் நல்லா புரியும் நமக்கு. He is, or she is, thin and fat. எப்படி முடியும்? Is it possible? Either she must be thin or she must be fat. Why thin fat cannot coexist? If she is fat, she cannot be thin. If she is thin, she cannot be fat. Why? No, both are opposite. They cannot mutually exist. So, we have to accept Shastra here. Since Maya cannot be accepted, agreed as sat, asat, sadasat, we have to accept Shastra, whatever Shastra says. What Shastra says? Maya is sadasat vilakshanam. Vilakshana means different. Vilakshana means different. Different from sat and asat and sadasat. Maya is neither sat nor asat nor sadasat. Sadasat vilakshanam. Categorization number one over. Now categorization number two. Is maya is identical with Brahman? Abhinnam. So bhinnam we'll take first. Is maya is different from Brahman? This is bhinnam. Maya is bhinnam. Is it bhinnam anna? Different from Brahman? Irukka different ah thaniya anna? No. Why? If you say maya is different from Brahman, பிரம்மன் அங்கே இருக்காரு, மாயா இங்கே இருக்கு, அப்போ என்ன அர்த்தம்? மாயா லிமிட்டிங் த பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் லிமிட்ஸ் த மாயா. நம்ம வீட்டில் இஃப் யூ ஆர் அலோன் யூ ஆர் த ராஜா இன் த ஹவுஸ். சப்போஸ் அதர் பர்சன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர், தே ஆல்சோ வில் ஷேர் வாட் எவர் யூ ஹாவ், தே ஆல்சோ ஷேர். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் லிமிட்டிங் யுவர் ஃப்ரீடம், லிமிட்டிங் ஆல் யுவர் things, whatever you are using. Yes or no? So your whole freedom will be limited. Suppose you are alone is there, So everything you are only enjoying. No one can limit you. No one can control you. Similarly, if Maya is differently existing separate from Brahman, that means, for example, Maya is here occupying in this place, Brahman is occupying that place, that means what? Brahman is not here. That means he is not all pervading. If he is not all pervading, he is limited, finite. See, for the Maya, if as a different entity, if it stays there, it limits the Brahman. Not only that, Brahman limits the Maya. Maya cannot be all pervading. Yeah, Brahman irukkaranga. So it also cannot say, I am omniscient, I am all pervading. சர்வகதா எப்படி சொல்ல முடியும்? அங்கே பிரம்மன் உட்கார்ந்துருக்கார், அவர் இருக்கார், நான் இருக்கேன்னு. இப்போ போத் ஆர் லிமிட்டிங் ஈச் அதர். யூ கெனாட் டாக் அபவுட் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹுச் ஈஸ் சர்வக்னஹா சர்வவித்து சர்வாந்தர்யாமி சர்வவியாபி. யூ கெனாட் டாக், யூ கெனாட் டாக் அட் ஆல். ஆம்னிஷியன்ட், ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட், ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் யூ கெனாட் டாக். பிகாஸ் தட் இஸ் வாட் ஹியர் சாங்கியா பீப்புள் சே, மாயா இஸ் ஆல்சோ இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி எக்ஸிஸ்டிங், Brahman is also independently existing. This is their vada. Pradhanam and Purusha are different. According to them, Pradhanam is Maya, Prakriti is independently existing. Satyam as equal to Purusha. This is Sankhya philosophy. Now when the context comes only, I will tell these points. Understand why Sankhya is Advaita philosophy are different. Sankhya philosopher says Maya also maintaining, having the same status of Brahman or Purusha. Independently existing. Anadi, always beginningless, that also beginningless. So therefore, both of them are independently existing. Both of them are ruling. No. Sankhya philosophy says, we say no. Our Purusha is not controlled. He never allows a second thing at all. Secondless one. So therefore, if you say Maya is different, each limits other. There is a problem of duality. What is another problem? Limiting each other is one problem. What is first another tragedy, theriyuma? Dvaitam undadum. There will be dvaitam. Dvaitam enna rendu. Maya is there, Brahman also there. Two are there. So what we say, Brahman is Advaitam, there is no second thing in the universe. Secondless Advayam Brahman, we say. How can you accept Maya as different from Brahman then? So we cannot accept. Duality will come. So non-duality is the Advaita philosophy. So inga philosophy kaga Maya illanu solrala na. அது இல்லை, அது ஒரு காரணமாகும். டுயாலிட்டி வந்துடும். ஒன்ஸ் த டுயாலிட்டி கம்ஸ், என்ன வரும்? கம்பேரிசன், லிமிட்டேஷன், எல்லாமே வந்துடும். ஆ, லிமிட்டேஷன் தானே ப்ராப்ளம். சம்சாரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹோல் சம்சாரம் இஸ் லிமிட்டேஷன். ஸோ நமக்கு லிமிட்டேஷனே வேண்டாம். செகண்ட் திங் இஸ் நாட் தேர்னு தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்காக தான் இந்த வேதாந்த கிளாஸே, புரியுது? ம். ஸோ இந்த ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் டுயாலிட்டி, திஸ் இஸ் ம், that is why Sankhya philosophy is Dvaita philosophy. Puriyudha? Ipo Sankhya philosophy is Dvaita philosophy. This is the first one. Now second one, in this second categorization, Abhinnam, if you say Maya is non-different from Brahman, that means identical. Non-different enna artham? Adhe veraga illa enna artham? Brahmamave irukke enna artham illaya? Maya வேறாக இல்லை, நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் அண்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஐடென்டிக்கல் வித் பிரம்மன். அப்படி சொல்ல முடியுமான்னு? நோ, பிகாஸ் இஃப் மாயா ஆல்சோ பிரம்மன், சின்னானி மாதிரி மாயா ஏவ பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் ஏவ மாயான்னு சொன்ன என்ன தெரியுமோ? மாயா வில் பிகம் சேதனம். புரியுறத? Brahman is Chaitanya Swarupam, sentient principle. Maya is Jadam. If it is identical, if it is non-different from Brahman, this is a very important sloka, I will tell you. Base foundation for whole Vedanta. If it is non-different from Brahman, Maya also become Brahman or Brahman. Maya eva Brahman chunna. And the Brahman kirkira chaitanya gunam, sentiency, Maya kvandadam. Maya also sentient idam. What is the next tragedy, you know? Next point. Maya also become chetanam. If it is non-different from Brahman, or if it is identical with Brahman, the next point, then it cannot be the cause of jada prapancha. The whole prapancha is jadam, inert. In the previous sloka, what we have understood? The whole jagat ki maya is the karanam. The whole jagat is jadam. Sthulam, sukshum, karanam, everything is jadam. This is what our understanding we have done, previous slokas. We have understood. Chaitanya Swarupa Maya, how can it create Jada Swarupa Prapancham? So, Chaitanya Swarupa Maya, Chaitananda Vandudu. Therefore, Maya is not identical with Brahman. It cannot be the cause of Jada Prapancha. Since Maya is different, non-different and Chollamudiyathanala, Anirvachaniyam. What is the third? Maya is both identical and different. Both cannot coexist, mutually opposite. Identical and difference, they cannot coexist, like in the previous statement. So you cannot say opposite features cannot coexist. Opposite features cannot coexist. So therefore we are logically showing how the Maya is illogical. Illa illogical na. Ma enna da Maya Swamini enna? Yama sa Maya. So third categorization. So one more in this point. If Maya is identical or different to Brahman, both. For example, I will tell you, if it is identical and different. Wave is different from ocean. You cannot say. Wave is not different from ocean also, you cannot say. Wave is different from ocean also, you cannot say. Wave is different, non-different also you cannot say. Adiyo madrida. The next categorization, third categorization, Maya is endowed with parts. Sangha. Sakalam means Sangha. Savayavam. Or Nishkalam, Ananga, Niravayavam. Nor both. Savayam and Niravayam also. No. All these three cannot fit into Maya. Because all these three we are going to negate. Because what has got parts, whatever has got parts, it is an assemblage. It is an assemblage of parts. It is a product. It is a product. Assemblage. Assemblage is a product. Clear? Jarthe purinjukanum. Any product has got a beginning. Priyada, how intelligent see this Shankaracharya. If it has parts, parts means assemblage. Assemblage means it is a product. Anything it is assemblage. And the parts all put together, it is a product. Any product is a, has got a beginning. But we have said Maya is anadi. Therefore you cannot say it has parts. It is beginningless, we have said. It cannot become a product. It cannot become an assemblage of parts. Therefore, Amaya is not Savayavam. Therefore, scripture says Maya is anadi, beginningless. If you say Maya is sadhi, sadhi means it has got beginning. Suppose if it has got beginning. Irkutame Swamini, beginning. Edo tappidavari chollitam. Maya has got beginning. Illen chollitam. If a beginning irukkanu solrama enna. If a beginning irunna, Mayaku munnadi enna irukken. Before Maya, there must be something. There is Maya number 2. If you go on telling, Anavastha Dosham will come. There are no 2 Mayas, 3 Mayas. As mother, you cannot talk like that. Romba confusion irukke Swamini anna. Onnu illa purinjidum. This is what we have to understand. Then, therefore Maya is Maha Adbhuta, Anirvachaniya Rupa. That is the explanation given here. Maha Adbhuta Anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya means inexplicable. Inexplicable. Undescribable. Anirvachaniya. Nirvachanam means explicable. Na nirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam. Vachanam means pesirudhu. Nirvachanam means nisheshana. I can talk about that. Na anirvachaniyam. Na nirvachaniyam, anirvachaniyam. Next shloka.
Shuddhadvaya brahma vibodhanasyam.
Vibodha.
Shuddhadvayam brahma vibodhanasyam. Sarpa brahmo rajju vivekato yatham. Rajastamasattvamiti prasiddham.
Rajastamasattvamiti prasiddham.
Gunastadiya prithitai svakaryaihim.
Gunastadiya prithitai svakaryaihim.
Now, how to come out of this Maya? Karyanumeya Vishadishati. And here is explaining how it is Karyanumeya. How you can infer, and he is giving clarity, then only you can negate. First you should know its nature. Tasyaha Mayayaha. What it does, na? How you can do karyanumaya nana, infer by seeing its products, you infer the maya. What are its products? It is well known, very popular. Adi theriyadha avanukku Shankaracharya kekkarar. Na karyanumaya nu solittadu, adu onnum clear ah illaye. Anna, I thought you know. Okay, I'll explain you one. Rajas Tamaha Sattvamiti Prasiddha. This Maya is well known, Prasiddha. How it is well known? Sattva Rajastama Iti. It is Prasiddha. Rajastama Sattva are well known characteristics of Maya. And gunaha tadiyaha prithitaihi. Its gunas, tadiyaha means tasyaha ime rajastama sattva gunaha of maya, svakaryehi prithitaihi. Svakaryehi means mayayaha karyehi. By its products, by its effects, they are all well known, very popular, well known. And the first line you see, Yatha, second line, yatha, just as Rajju Vivekataha. Second line, Rajju Vivekataha. Just as by the rope knowledge, Rajju means rope, Vivekataha means knowledge, by rope knowledge, Sarpa Bhramaha, the illusion of the snake, Nashya. Nashya means is destructible. By the knowledge of the rope, the illusion you have created by seeing that rope as snake will be destructible. Can be, you can destroy it. That, what is that Brahma? That Brahma you can destroy. Tatha, in the same manner, tatha, you have to supply, it's not there. Shuddha Advaya Brahma Vibodha. Shuddha means pure Brahman, Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Rahita, Brahman. I will explain you later. Advaya, which is secondless. Brahma, Brahman. Vibodha, knowledge. Nashya, you have to supply Maya. This Maya is destructible. Just as you come out of the Brahma, once you know the rope, you come out of the illusion of snake. Similarly, once you know, you get jnanam of Brahman, which is advayam, which is pure, which is secondless, then you are free from this Maya Sarpa. Maya Sarpa. You will be free from that Maya Sarpa. So that is, he says here, how to come out of this Maya. Avidya explanation, this is called Avidya explanation, how you can negate that, how Avidya will go. That and all he is going to explain later. Vidyaya Badhyate, that which is negatable by knowledge is called Avidya. Another definition of avidya. Avidya means that by vidya it can be negatable. Whatever can be negated by knowledge, that is avidya. Clear? More in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.